A group of local filmmakers and critics assembled in a screening room at Austin Studios last week. They were there to watch short films and clips from a full-length feature playing at Sundance. But it was a little hard to keep track of just who did what.
Kelly had asked me to be a part of it, and he was a producer on this film as well. And you're all friends. I know Kat.
That's Richard C. Jones, who stars in Pit Stop, a film about the intertwined lives of two gay men in a small Texas town. But Richard was describing working as an extra in another movie playing at Sundance, Black Metal, a short film about the aftermath of a horrific crime linked to a band in the extreme music genre. Aside from sharing Jones as an extra, the two films share a lead actor and the same producer. To Jones, it's a sign of the tight-knit nature of Austin's filmmaking community.
There is an atmosphere of, like, we all come together and help each other.
That atmosphere is bringing the Austin film community to a big year on the festival circuit. 10 films from Texas filmmakers are playing at Sundance this year. Titles include homegrown efforts like Pit Stop and Black Metal, plus offerings from more established directors like Richard Linklater. His latest offering is the romance Before Midnight. Linklater also serves as artistic director of the Austin Film Society, which is hosting a Texas party at Sundance this year.
I'm particularly proud of the ones that have Austin Film Society connections, you know, whether through our granting program, the Texas Filmmakers Production Fund.
Since 1996, the Film Society's Production Fund has donated $1.2 million in grants to filmmakers. Linklater says even small inflows of cash can make all the difference.
I really believe in the granting process. It certainly helped me early on. I got a grant for about $2,700 for Slacker back in 89. And
also in Park City this week, Slam Dance, an upstart that began in response to Sundance, but has since grown into its own. That's where the short film Spark will be playing, a bittersweet recounting of an afternoon two children spend together.
Hey, why don't we set those off?
No.
Why not?
I want to set them off with my dad later.
Spark director Annie Silverstein's only been in Austin for 3 years, but she says she already feels at home.
Yeah, I mean, we read each other's scripts and offer each other, you know, advice at every stage of pre-production, production, or post, and it's just, it feels so good because it's such, I find it to be, filmmaking to be so exhausting and tiring, and it's so great to have people to commiserate with and go get a drink with and talk about and then, you know, help each other get moving again.
Elise Gardner was 10 when she acted in Spark. She says she's upset she can't make it to Utah, what with school and all, but is excited about the exposure the screening means.
I'm really hoping that there are some great things on the horizon for me. I can't wait to really get my career kicked off.
The Sundance Film Festival runs through January 27th. Slam Dance runs through January 24th. Wells Dunbar, KUT News.